No, nothing but farming.
Tell me about your grandparents on your mother's side.
On my mother's side. My grandfather was born in Georgia. His mother died somewhere around Macon.
Uh-huh.
Now, every summer, my mother and her two sisters traveled to Georgia. They have been tracing their ancestors, and they've been all up there and all around. And it's somewhere around Macon. She could tell you. So someplace up in there.
Mm-hmm.
But his mother died, and his father had two or three boys and one girl, and some of the children were big enough that he left them there, and then he brought the smaller ones with him and moved down here to Louisiana. I don't know why, but then he married again and had another set of children after he got down here.
This is your...
My grandfather on my mother's side.
Uh-huh.
And so my grandfather, from the time he was about 4 or 5 years old on, lived here, you know, in Bernice, out there in the country. They were farmers.
So your grandfather moved here when he was about 5?
Uh-huh. And then my grandmother was from Bernice, close to Bernice, and she had always lived there all of her life.
Born
at there. Mm-hmm. And her father was, she was a Phillips, and her father was a farmer also. Now, after he got, I think he retired from farming, and he bought a little seed store in Bernice. And so far, from the time he was about 75 years old until he died when he was 97. So from about the time he was 75 till he was about 95, he ran a feed store in Bernice, just a little tiny place that sold feed and seeds and that kind of thing. And he looked like Santa Claus. He was short and dumpy. He was his ancestry was Dutch.
Uh-huh.
And he had white hair, and he had a long white beard and mustache and white, just snow white hair and beard and all. Uh-huh. And he was just, I know he didn't have any education, but he was real intelligent. He had you'd think he was a college professor or something if you talked to him. And I remember going there. This is my great-grandfather, but keep in mind he lived to be 97. But I remember going to his seed and feed store when I was just a little bitty girl, and he had this big old jar, you know, with peppermint candy, stick candy in there, and lollipops and things that he always gave us. And he was just like Santa Claus does, because we didn't get that much candy. Turn that off, here comes somebody.
Your great-grandfather?
Yeah. I think probably Dubuque. I believe I heard him say Dubuque, Louisiana. You know, that's just south of Bernice. I think she probably was from around Bernice. Yeah, I'm sure of that. She was. She was from Bernice.
What her maiden name was?
I think she was a... I don't know. No, she was real redheaded. A real redheaded lady.
Mm-hmm.
They told me. I never saw her.
Mm-hmm. Your grandmother,